Jonglei State Police Commissioner Major General Joseph Mayenakon says the five suspected river pirates being detained Bortown Police Station are part of a gang that kidnapped 15 traders from Panyijar County of Unity State last month.
We expect the force on the 25th from here to go and rescue the situation. So they were captured by the force with their gun. Something like 3 a.m. plus 1 D3 and then plus RB7 launcher. These guns were brought here, and those boys also were brought the suspect. Now they are under prison. They are under the jail. They are going to be investigated. They will be taken to the court.
Yohannes Kujiak, the former commissioner of Unity State's Panyijar County, told South Sudan in Focus 2 weeks ago that the 15 traders were traveling by river barge from Panyijar to Juba. He said the traders were abducted at the Machar checkpoint along the riverside in Jonglei State. Kujiak said the abductors took all the catch the traders were carrying, totaling more than 3 million South Sudanese pounds, and demanded a ransom of 7 million pounds, the equivalent of $16,000. Akon told this program today that the police rescued all 15 traders and recovered about 1.5 million South Sudanese pounds and $1,100 from the suspected pirates.
The river is a national property. So anybody has a right to use it to get fish and some other things. So I advise our people not to create enmity between the other states. And the people of Unity State are our people. So we don't want to have a problem with them. But the police also, I advise that they must do their work to protect the people, to prevent the happening of the crime, to protect the lives of the people.
Peter Kai is one of the traders rescued by the police.
I'm very happy with the Jonglei State government for rescuing us. These people wanted to kill us if the money was not paid. But who would have paid the amount they were asking? We were in a very bad situation. It is good for the government to keep patrolling the river because this was not the first attack. They have been looting and even killing.
Jonglei State Law Enforcement Minister Simon Hoth says his office is trying its best to curb the rampant abductions and robberies of travelers along the Nile.
The issue of on the side of our payams in Dukwadit, which is the Duk County, threatened the boats and the boat came to them. And then if they come, then they just bring people outside. They let the boats go, and then they remain with the 15 people. But we don't want those the crisis to happen, because our labor is not belong to criminals. But we are now dealing and connecting them with those of Juba.
Hoth is urging the national government in Juba to support the police in Jonglei with speedboats and more ammunition to help them clear the Nile of criminals who cause instability along the waterway. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Bor.